Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you can hear me. This is Goldie. Today is the first day that I have my show live on air, so I'm really excited. I'm really excited to just to reach out to everybody and talk to you and share with you. Forgive me if I sound a little off today. It's just, you know, this since it's my first show, I'm a little nervous. So I'm just doing my best here today. Okay, so today I figured for the first show, since everybody loved psychic card readings, that today would be Oracle Card Reading Day. And I'm going to read you here the little summary that I have for this show, just to kind of explain what it's going to be about. Okay, so here it goes. Hello, everyone. This show is being created for exploratory purposes, exploring spirituality, and to serve you as well. My name is Goldie, well, that's my nickname, and I am a natural-born intuitive healer. I specialize in my own unique and intuitive style of Reiki. I am a life coach as well and a hypnotherapist, but right now my main focus is in Reiki. This show will offer us all a platform to ask questions about spirituality and to explore it. I will offer long-distance Reiki, psychic oracle card readings, life coaching tips and advice, and also hypnosis. I'm a certified holistic wellness practitioner and graduated from the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts in the fall of 2015. I aim to heal the entire person and not just the illness. This is a great thing about the holistic field. We heal the entire person, and we do this in depth rather than only healing a physical ailment. That's why I became a holistic practitioner. We are so much more than our bodies. We have souls that need healing, not just our bodies. So join me on this fun and wild adventure, will you? Can't wait to meet you and explore. Please join me. Thank you. Okay, so that is the description. And today our show will be 45 minutes long. It's going to be a shorter show today because the first one. I see that I have several callers on hold. Now, I'm not quite sure how this works, so bear with me. I'm going to try to answer a caller now. Okay, here it goes. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Goldie. Who's calling?
Hi, Goldie. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi. How are you doing?
Well, I recently was very devastated because I was under hiring manager review for 6 weeks for a call center job at Anthem Blue Cross. And then I received an email last week stating, thanks for applying, but they didn't hire me. So I am continuing to apply for several nice jobs in like eHealth and HealthNet. And this morning I applied for a job at Dignity Health, which is not call center, but it sounds like a real nice position, and I feel like that could possibly be a good match too.
Oh, okay. Well, what's crazy is that as I'm looking through my cards, would you like a card reading?
If you think that would be the most appropriate, certainly that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so it's funny that the first card I saw was health, because you mentioned something about, you said it was a job at a call center, right?
Well, that's my experience for the past 18 years in a call center for medical insurance. This morning I applied at a health insurance company called Dignity Health, but it wouldn't be the same type of vocation. It would be similar, but more like entering in information to help their department pay claims.
Yeah, well, whatever job you get, I feel that that is what the center, it's going to be centered on health.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry if that sounds a little vague, but that's what I'm getting right now, because that was the first card that I pulled, and it was actually upside down, sticking out of the deck. So I'd like to think that means that Spirit is saying that this is where your job is going to come from, or that's the area it'll be in.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly, you know, I don't really get stuff like, as far as when I get information, I don't necessarily get a name to the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just do the best I can here. I don't know if you happen to be Catholic or spiritual at all, but Mother Mary is coming through, and she wants to guide you. That's the middle card that I have for you for the present right now. So I would suggest asking her for guidance as far as your spirit guide, and she will guide you. You just have to be open and go with the flow of your intuition, and she'll steer you in the right direction.
Okay.
And
with Mother Mary?
Mother Mary. Yep.
Okay.
And then the third card I have for your future or near future, it says show appreciation. So I think it's just a part of being spiritually balanced, that when something manifests, we thank spirit and all of the spirits that have helped us. And let me see. I'm just getting to just be patient, and what you're looking for will come your way. It'll happen. It's just going to take a little while.
Do you have any idea of the time frame? You know, how many weeks, for example?
The first thing I got was about 2 weeks.
Okay.
I will be honest that, yeah, time frames are not my specialty, but that's immediately what I first got, was one to 2 weeks. That's what I got.
Okay. And what was that first card you drew?
The first card? That would be for your past, but it's more like just it's recent, though. So it says health.
Okay.
Which is perfect.
Look up the card online. I know the second card was Mother Mary, but does the first card have a name to it?
Nope. These are oracle cards. They're Indigo Angel Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue.
Oh, okay.
And I just like them because of their simplicity, and they just have the word, like this one says health, and it has an angel holding like a basket of fruit on a balancing beam. So
okay,
that's the image. And then Mother Mary, it's an image, it's an angel, and, you know, she has the shawl and a purple dress. Very beautiful. And then the third one that says show appreciation is another angel with a tiger drinking out of a little pond. So
okay.
I don't know if the tiger has any, does the tiger have any special significance to you at all?
No, not really. But the first card, the health card, was reversed. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think I intuitively feel that that was just like spirit saying, hey, she was just mentioning health. Here's a card on health, you know. Just confirmation
okay.
that you're on the right path and to just be
okay.
persistent, and your persistence will pay off.
Okay. Well, and when I applied it at HealthNet, their computer system would not let me submit the application, so I called their technical support department, and ultimately she said to email my resume directly to her, and she would forward it to the recruiter that handles that account, and then she emailed me back, and she said, okay, it's official, you've applied, and the recruiter has my resume. But when I go online to HealthNet, it shows my profile page, but it does not show me any status or even that I applied. So it makes me wonder about that. So the recruiter, the tech department actually gave me the recruiter's phone number. I don't know if she was supposed to. And so I'm thinking about calling the recruiter, but I'm wondering how I'll be received, because she might say, how did I get her number?
I think that'll work out fine for you. You just explained to her the situation when
okay.
you call. But I have to let you go so I can get another caller.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello? Next
Hello?
Caller?
Hi.
Calling from 289-301.
Yes, hi. This is Julia. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
Well, if possible, I would appreciate an oracle card reading as well.
Okay, I can do that for you.
I'm looking.
Are you able to hear me all right, or am I breaking up?
No, you sound great. I hear you fine.
Okay. Because your phone is breaking up a little bit, but just
is
as long as
better?
You can hear me, then we're good.
Is this better?
It's a little crackly, but that's okay. Just as long as you can hear me, then we're good. Okay, I am shuffling the cards right now. Okay, and can you ask a question? What is your question?
I'm looking to relocate, and I wanted to see what guidance there is around that.
Okay, on relocating. Okay, well, the first card I pulled was a card that it says, believe in yourself. So whatever it is that is holding you back and causing confusion, or, you know, like any uncertainty. Spirit wants you to know to just believe in yourself and in your own intuition when it comes to this situation. And the middle card for present says, it says to look through the situation. And I rarely ever pull this card from the deck. Look through the situation. I think that's just stating to look through it to see. Like, is the answer kind of like staring you right there in the face? Almost, you know, like I feel like the answer is right there, but you're not really seeing it. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Did the call drop?
The call drop?
Hello?
Hello. I'm here.
You're still there. You're still there.
I'm
okay.
Here.
Sorry. I saw something on my screen that said that call was dropped. But, okay, so, yeah, I feel like the answer is it's right there, but you're not seeing it.
Okay.
Have and you're looking to relocate, right?
Yes.
And have you been looking at any houses like that are painted white?
I just got interested in a new area, but I haven't actually gone to see. I'm on the internet right now, actually looking, trying to line up some places to go see.
Okay, well, I was seeing a smaller house that is painted white. It kind of reminds me like an older, maybe farmhouse almost.
Okay.
But possibly like a rural area. So that's what I'm getting as far as a good possible place for you to relocate. Just something for you
okay.
to keep your eyes peeled for.
Okay.
And the third card, it says physical outlet. It's like I feel like you have some anxiety, so finding a physical outlet would really help alleviate any stress that you have. Do you have anything that you like to do, like going on walks or being out in nature?
Yeah.
Something that helps
you
there.
Yeah, I've been walking for a while, but it's, you know, I live in Florida, so it's really hot, so I sort of just kind of tapered off. But yeah, since it's starting to get more into fall now, it's a good time to pick that back up. So yes, that's a good reminder. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. You're welcome.
Yeah,
well,
if I said, like, the name of the town, would that help at all?
Well, I don't think so because if I was supposed to hear the name of it, then I would have heard it, but
okay.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and good luck with your show. Congratulations on your fresh start.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling, too.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I will be taking the next caller. Let's see. I hope you guys can hear me all right. Let me know if you can't. I think there's a chat open. Let's see. Sorry, getting a little distracted here. Okay, so, next caller. Calling from 477-2892. Or wait, I think I already got you. Okay, I'm going to pick up caller 471-9459. Hello, this is Goldie.
Hi, Audrey, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina. How are you doing
today?
How are
you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you? What is your question today?
Well, actually, my question, I had a face-to-face interview Monday, this past Monday, for a government job, more of a county job, government job. And then today I had a phone interview for a federal government job. So I want to see what, how that's looking for me. Would I get either one, or would I get both of them if I had to choose, or something else is coming?
Okay. Do you know what I'm seeing? A very large, a large building. I don't know if that's much help, but I see a really large building. So that's probably where you're going to be working.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a name, I'm not getting a specific location. But how about I read you your cards and I'll see if anything pops up for me.
Okay.
And I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay. So the first card I got was self-reflection. So I'm feeling, seeing when I say I'm feeling, I get most of my information is through feeling. So like an emotion. And what I'm getting is that that you need to reflect on and think about the position that you're applying for. Like, I'm feeling like there's something else out there for you that you'd be better at, more gifted, rather than the field you're looking into. Like, I'm feeling kind of like something in within the healing, like healing others. Have you ever thought about doing anything like that?
Well, both of them is in the healing field.
It is. What you're doing is in the healing field?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm picking up on. That's what I'm picking up on. But it says to think about it.
Okay.
It says to think about it. So, like something else
is going
to come along.
Oh, I was going to say it's just in two different areas, but it still has a healing aspect to it.
Okay, well, your area is the healing area. But it's going to be a job that you weren't quite, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's going to take you off guard, and you're going to think about it, stop and think about it, like, I don't know if this is right for me, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
I haven't got to that point yet, so if I do, I'm like, okay. But right now I know that I need a job because finances
mm-hmm.
got to be taken care of. So, you know, if I have to just suck it up.
Yeah, that comes to my third card, which fits in perfectly with what you're saying right now. It's the anxiety that you're feeling, spirit, or you can call them the angels. Let's just say the angels want you to know that you can trust them and that they will provide what you need in the right timing. It's just not happening exactly when you want it to happen, but it's going to happen. You'll get your job. And it's going to be, like I said, something that you weren't quite expecting, but I just go with it, and it will lead you down some new roads that you weren't expecting to travel on. So,
okay,
just hang in there. It'll all unfold when it's meant to.
Okay. So.
And I actually pulled one more card. I usually only pull three, but this card was sticking to the back of another card, so I thought Okay. That I should read this to you. Do you ever, like, call on the angels for assistance?
Yes, I do.
Okay, the one I'm getting, the card I pulled is Metatron, Archangel Metatron, and call on him for his support and guidance.
Okay.
I feel like he'll help you to reach that position, the right one for you. And he'll give you some pointers too. Like,
okay,
as far as to what you can do to improve your search and to make yourself more, what's the word, like marketable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if I'm using the right words here. I'm trying. But, yeah. So that's what I got. I hope that helps. I'm sorry that I couldn't get more information, but that's all I could pick up on. Does that help at all?
Well, when you said you see a big building, well, I know it couldn't be the first interview I have because it's not really it's kind of like in the hole in the back, but it's just a wide space. It's not like a high rise or, you know, like a really big building that goes up, you know, like elevators or something like that or stairs. So, you know.
Well, it doesn't look like a very tall building. It just looks like, if you've ever seen like a mansion or something, you know, like a really big building, it's not necessarily stories high. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm seeing, but that could be.
Okay.
I know this is a little frustrating, but it could also be like a metaphor.
Okay.
And like something symbolic for you in your life. Do you ever, like what would that mean to you? If you're thinking about a big house, could that mean, like, you know, in a big house, there's many rooms. Could that signify that you have a lot of different options and to not be afraid to walk through doors that you didn't think you would walk through?
That's true. You can look at that. Because I really was surprised that I got 2 interviews in a week. So I was like, okay, things are opening up more. So, you know, you
yeah.
never know something else could pop up. So it's like expanding in some ways. So that's how I was looking at it.
Yeah, and just go with your intuition because you right there, you have that answer already, that insight.
Mm-hmm.
So just go with mm-hmm. it. But that's all I got. So I hope that helps or at least provides some encouragement for you and just to know that, you know, spirit's on your side and they're helping you to trust in them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Hello, this is Goldie. Have I gotten to you already?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. this is Goldie. What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, nice to meet you. Or thanks for calling in. what is your
Thank
question?
You.
What is your question for spirit today?
Basically, I own a house with a guy, and I'm just wondering if this relationship is going to go further or if I need to end it.
Okay. Let me pull some cards for you real quick. Well, I can tell you one thing, the first feeling I got was a real sinking feeling in my gut, and like a feeling like it, almost like you're not able to stay in this relationship.
Yes.
And yeah, that's what I got. It's not a very good feeling. So I mean,
that's okay. That's all right.
I think what's important for you is right now is self-care. And I'm going to say that this relationship is toxic. As whether or not you should remain in the relationship, that is a decision that no one can really make for you. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You. Yes, I do. Thank you. Mhm. I
agree. And ask Spirit for a sign, like just so you know that you're getting the answers that you need and the help that you need. Just ask Spirit for a sign, and they will send you a sign. In this picture, this woman she's an angel, and she's holding her hand out, and butterflies are flying out from her hand. Now, if you know anything about animal totems or spirit animals, they could be butterflies, insects, tigers, bears, anything that is out in nature. So just keep your eyes peeled for like an animal or some kind of insect, something out in nature, and you'll know it when you see it because it'll strike you like and make you think about it. And what I always do is I actually will Google that spirit animal, the totem, like say if I look up butterfly, and I'll get messages from that spirit animal, from that totem. And that will help to guide you and provide you with the answers.
I actually had a white butterfly that has flown around me for the last couple months.
Well, there you go. I mean,
not butterfly, but a white, you know, before it becomes a butterfly.
Well, white symbolizes purity. And the butterfly is symbolic for transformation. So I think right now it's a time in your life where you're transforming. You know, you're becoming the individual that you are. And right now you don't really need, you know,
Thank
like
you.
somebody in the way. Dare I say that?
Yep.
I mean, how does that sound? Does that sound?
No, that sounds
that feel
very
right
accurate. Sounds very accurate. Thank you. I just wonder about the house we have together. That's all.
Well, it's probably time to move and settle, find out what you're going to do with the house. Because you're going to have to talk to him about it. And
I'm sorry.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I didn't hear the last part. I'm sorry.
You're going to have to talk to your partner about what you guys are going to do with the living arrangements in the house. But I'm feeling that a separation is going to take eventually.
Yes.
And
just whatever happens with the house, and that's fuzzy to me. I'm not getting any definite outcome on what will or will not happen with the house. I wish I had the answer for that, but unfortunately, I don't.
No, that's okay. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Well, I have one more card before you go. It says send love. So in this situation, just make sure that even though it's a separation, that what you do and what you say comes from your heart, from love, and rather than fear. It's an important thing for you to remember in this situation, because it's a tough situation, but with love, you'll be fine. You'll both be fine and be able to move on. And look up that the white butterfly. I would research that online.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You've been helpful. And I wish you good luck in your new endeavor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. You take care.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, the next caller, sorry, I'm not sure if I got to you yet.
Are you staying on?
No.
Oop, hello. It's a 516-3457.
Hello?
Hello, this is Goldie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. I'm so excited to have so many callers. I'm really enjoying myself.
So much you've been busy today.
Yeah, I have been. It's great. Okay, so what is your question?
Well, I have two if I can ask. I recently, back in July, I got injured on my job. I worked as a maintenance at night in a big department store at Walmart. And today I just went to get my MRI done on my back, my knee, and my left arm, because I fell on my left side. Now my doctor has took me out of work until the MRI results. And I just want to know, my question is, by saying all of that, I just want to know, how is this workman's comp is going to play out for me? Because I had to get an attorney.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
I'm just shuffling the cards right now. 1 minute.
Okay.
While I shuffle them. Okay, this reading is a little confusing to me right now. Have you recently had maybe like an argument with somebody? Or some kind of unresolved conflict?
No, ma'am. Come out on my job or something?
It could be really anywhere. It could even be something from your past.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's okay. It says, the first card says apologize, but I am not really picking up on what that means for you.
Mm-hmm.
It could even have something to do with yourself, like maybe being too hard on yourself.
Okay.
Are you hard on yourself about things?
No, I just have high expectations. I don't like to, I don't like to be a failure or anything. I mean, I'm trying to get what I can, get in life. So, I'm tired of going downhill and trying to get back on top, and that's frustrating. That's probably why I'm so sort of angry inside.
Well, I think this is what it is. Have you ever heard of something called your higher self?
Yes.
Okay. See, I believe, I don't know if you know anything about the shamanic path, but in shamanism, shamans believe that through trauma, when there's trauma, it can even be from like what you're describing right now, that parts of our soul can flee and kind of go undercover and hide until it's safe to come back. And I think right now when you have a chance to tell your higher self or those fragments of your soul that it's okay to come back, that it's safe. And you can apologize and say, I'm sorry for being, maybe for having my expectations a little too high.
Mm-hmm.
It's just safe for you to come back. Does that resonate with you at all?
Well, a little bit, forgiving myself and not be so hard on myself and sending it out to the universe if I said anything wrong or did anything to anybody out of the way that I didn't know of, to just ask for forgiveness.
Okay,
for my, workman's comp case, I mean, I had an accident.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut you off. I'm really sorry, but time's running out and the show's going to cut off. So,
okay.
But I will be on again tomorrow at 6 p.m.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm so sorry about that. But thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. You take care. All right. I'm sorry to those of you that I couldn't get to. But the show is over now, and I will be back on air tomorrow at 6 p.m. All right, thank you. Bye. Take care, everybody.